Greetings, everyone. This is The Rise Up, and I am your host, Tony K. Cole. This is episode 4. How awesome is that, right? The great number 4. As always, I am so appreciative to even be able to share in this podcast journey with those who are listening. No matter how far or how close you may be, you just tuning in and listening is definitely appreciated. On this 4th episode, we are going to dive in and we will be talking about the entrepreneurial policy, okay? Dealing with the policy that I truly believe all entrepreneurs should live by. Okay. It's something that in my own personal story I actually applied and constantly apply, especially when it's time for me to make certain decisions, when it's time for me to venture out and do something new. I believe in my previous episodes, I shared an acronym of RISK, R-I-S-K, that dealing with readiness, investment, servanthood, and keeping momentum. Now, I use this acronym for a reason, because I come to realize that as an entrepreneur of whatever kind you are, even in just fulfilling your life's purpose, discovering your potentials, daring to be different from the rest, you're taking a risk. And taking risk is a part of the journey, okay? And so I use this acronym as my own personal policy that by all means necessary, I will take whatever risk that is necessary for me to take to be able to accomplish whatever goals it is that I'm trying to accomplish. And I use that word trying very loosely. But trying is never really a part of my definition. It's a lack of better words. So I'll put it this way. Of whatever goals I will and I shall accomplish. Okay? You'll start to see that there's a common thread in my conversation with you guys here on this podcast. As I try to eliminate as many excuses as possible. Why? Because I feel as though that excuses are our biggest hindrance of why we don't do what we have within us to do. So I don't really like using words that's kind of like contributed to excuse, such as trying or maybe or if, you know. In certain regards and in certain situations, when we're talking about goals, it's not if, it's when. Right? It's not maybe, but it's coming to a place of making the decision. And it's not try, it's just do. Somebody might say, well, if I'm trying, or if I'm doing, isn't that me trying? No, you're just doing. You're just doing it. So let's focus on this acronym called RISK. R-I-S-K. Readiness, investment, servanthood, keeping momentum. I've already discussed the importance of readiness. Readiness, you have to be ready before you can even pursue your dreams before you can walk in your destiny and fulfill your life's purpose, before you can take on any type of assignment, before you can even begin to venture out and discover, you have to be ready. In everything, you have to be ready. So readiness is very key. Okay? Then I talked about that of investment. That even when it's time to make an investment, you have to be ready. And are you ready to make the investment? Because if you're ready to make the investment, that means that you're ready for action. Okay? Not just making investments financially, but even just making investments when it comes to that of research. So that of mental investment, emotional investment, time investment, people investment. And when we talk about people investment, this is where servanthood comes into play. Okay. One of the challenges that I gave, I believe it was in episode 2, I was talking about that of creating your own platform. Okay. Creating your own platform. As you create your own platform, it allows you to, number one, prove your readiness. It begins to open up the opportunity for you to start implementing some of the things that you have learned. Start exercising your gifts, start exercising your skills, exercising your talents. It gives you the opportunity to make as many mistakes as possible, as many mistakes that you need to make before you get the major opportunities that you're hoping for, that you're longing for, that you desire. Okay? Creating your own platform. I believe that in the midst of this pandemic, we see many people creating their own personal platforms, whether it be that of business, whether it be that of even church. The doors that weren't open unto people as they were within these systematic structures, if you will, they're now taking it upon themselves to create their own platform. In other words, oh, you don't want to give me the speaking engagement? I'll create my own. Oh, you don't allow me to network and to build with people outside of this group? Fine, I'll create my own way. I believe that this right here is powerful, people. This pandemic has put us in a place of power. Not just empowerment, where we're being empowered or empowering other people, but a place of power. A place of being able to demonstrate our confidence, to demonstrate our greatness, to demonstrate everything that God has placed on the inside of us. We are not slaves. We are not prisoners. We are free agents. What that means is I'm free to do what God has placed on the inside of me. This is a freeing moment. Even though it may seem as challenging, and it may seem as though everything is just going left, it's pushing people to move against the grain. And I applaud it. I'm happy for it. Now, some people might think that's kind of strange for me to say. That's fine. But if this situation has pushed you to move outside of your comforts, that's great. Because see, I've come to realize that with this entrepreneurial policy, taking a risk is beneficial. Now, when it comes to taking risk, usually people focus on the negative part, right? They're usually focused on the what ifs in a negative sense. What if it doesn't work? What if I don't succeed? What if they don't like my services and my product? What if, what if, what if, what if? And it's all something negative. But the purpose of this podcast on the Rise Up is to take away these negative point of views and negative ways of thinking, negative philosophy, negative, right? That's what we're gonna call it, just negative, because it's just nasty. We don't want nasty like that. We want something great. We want something positive. We want something that's going to get us moving. We need to be motivated. Negativity, if we dwell on it too long, it will no longer motivate us. It will begin to decapitate. It will begin to cause us to self-sabotage. And we don't need that. And so when we now start talking about taking a risk, we're looking at it from the standpoint of readiness, investment, servanthood, and me keeping my momentum. I'm taking a risk. I'm taking steps of readiness. I'm taking the steps of investment. I'm taking the steps of servanthood, and I'm taking every step necessary that's needed for me to keep my momentum going. I'm taking risks, people. And I look at it from a very positive standpoint, that even if I look it from a point of if, the what if, it's, man, what if I land the biggest deal? What if I sign one of the biggest contracts? What if I get a call from one of the most prominent whatevers? Right? What if I get the phone call from this major celebrity that I've been wanting to work with? What if instead of one door, there's five doors that open up unto me? What if? So I'm gearing myself up for the good. What if, not the negative. So when I step out, it's not what if I sink. It's not what if I fall. It's not what if I stumble. It's not what if I lose. It's what if I win? What if I'm able to pick up my pace and keep on going without stopping? What if? What if? What if I land the investment deal that exceeds my expectation? So the entrepreneurial policy, people, is risk. Living with a risk. That's your policy. My policy is I live taking risk. Now, how is that a policy? Well, we first have to understand what a policy is. A policy is a course or principle of action that's been adopted or proposed by that of a government, that of some sort of party of people, that of a business, and that of an individual. In simple terms, people, a policy is a course or principle of action. It's a strategy. It's a blueprint. It's a certain approach. It's a plan that's adopted by a business or an individual. Now, if you're an entrepreneur, which you are, then you have to have a certain blueprint. A certain strategy, a plan. What's your approach? As an entrepreneur, you're the individual as well as the business. You can't say, I just have a business, but you have to understand that you are your business. You are your brand. You are the service that you're bringing to your clients. You are the vision. You are. Not that bottle that's in your hand that you're pitching to a client that contains whatever substance is in that bottle. Not the camera that you have in your hand as a photographer or a videographer. Not the clippers or the makeup that you have. Not the, you know, food that you're presenting. No, that's not the business. You are the business. You are the entity. You are the vision. You are the business. I want you to say that. I am my vision. So with that being the case, I'm coming up with an approach. I'm coming up with a plan of action, a strategy that I can implement in my everyday life. See, this is not your regular 9-to-5, people, where that you get to live two different lives. As an entrepreneur, it's your everyday life. Before anyone sees your product, before anyone comes in contact with your service, they make contact with you. So you are the selling point of whatever it is that you're presenting to your client. If they don't like you, they won't like what you have to offer. Doesn't matter how shimmering and gold it may be. They'll try to find it somewhere else. No matter of how much of a great photographer you may be, they'll just try to find someone else. So what is our plan of action? How do we present ourselves? Well, it's in our policy. It's in our acronym, and it's the letter S, servanthood. It's going out the way to be the solutionist to people's problems. Okay? I don't want to create the problem. I want to solve the problem. See, the goal of a servant is to meet that person's need. They're always on the assignment to meet a need, to fulfill a request, to quench a thirst. That's what a servant is for, people. Okay? The servant is a help. And so this is why in my previous episodes, I was helping you understand that you can't just be focused on the money. That'll cripple you. It'll cripple you in fulfilling your purpose as an entrepreneur. The worst thing that we could ever do is get into this journey, becoming a slave to money. Okay? And the reason why is because if we become a slave to money, then we begin to lose our focus on why we're even in the journey as an entrepreneur. I understand, yes, when you thought about starting your business, that was part of the equation. That was part of the process. You being successful where that you're able to generate income. Of course. It would almost be purposeless to be in business and not have money as a result, right? Or as a reward, or as a benefit. But I want you to understand that more than anything, that part of you that desired to venture out into entrepreneurship was the voice of purpose, not the voice of need. It wasn't the voice of need, it was the voice of purpose. Most successful entrepreneurs, you read their story, they came to the realization that there was something greater that they felt as though they were created for. They went on a pursuit of fulfilling their life's purpose. And as a result, they made money. But you want to know what's so unique about this whole process? The more people know that you care about their need being met, the less of a hindrance or less of a reservation do they have when it comes to that of making whatever financial contribution or investment or payment that there may be. So don't worry about the money. Focus on how can you better serve? How can you bring solutions to people's problems? How can you serve them? I want you to understand that to serve and to focus on becoming a servant, it helps us as entrepreneurs. It helps us even in those times of weakness, you know, those moments when we just want to quit. I talk about that a lot because I've been hearing and just viewing on social media and just in general conversation with people that many people are experiencing these times of just wanting to give up, you know. So I focus on that quitting aspect a lot, especially in my own story, because Lord knows I've had many days where I just wanted to throw in that towel. But the journey is worth it. I wouldn't be talking to you today. You wouldn't be hearing my voice right now on podcasts if I quit. Okay? This is why I'm always appreciative of the fact that no matter how many episodes in I may be, from the first to the 1100th episode, okay? But I want you to understand that servanthood helps us in our moments of weakness and wanting to quit, because we're not thinking about ourselves, but we're thinking about the people that we have dedicated our journey to. Wow, that's powerful, right? That is so powerful that we're not thinking about ourselves, but we're thinking about the people that we have dedicated our life to, who we have dedicated our service to, who we basically have dedicated ourselves to. Because remember, I am my business. I am my vision. It's not what I place in their hand. That's an extension of who I am. That's just something that came out of me that now you're able to partake in. So if you're wearing some hair care product or skincare product that I created, you're only wearing something that came from me. You see that? I am my business. I am the creator of the services that I'm offering, the product that I'm offering. So I have to spend more time on making sure that, yes, I'm good, but not good for me, but good to those that I've dedicated myself to. And I want you to understand that if you're going to be a successful entrepreneur, you can't think about yourself. You have to think about those that you are extending yourself to. See, Walmart is a major business because they cared about the needs of the people. Every successful business had one thing in mind, and that is, how can we extend a solution to the problems that's within our geographical locations? So, be like, man, there's a 7-Eleven everywhere. There's a Walmart everywhere. There's a Chick-fil-A everywhere. McDonald's everywhere. Well, guess what? It's extended into so many different locations to meet needs of people. Gas stations, certain miles down the road, because they understand that when people are traveling, what if they're running out of gas? Do we want them to have to drive 20 miles just to get to a gas station? By then, they'll break down. Gas on E, right? You have to think about the needs of the people. Now, how is that taking a risk? It's taking a risk because you're dedicating yourself to someone you don't know. Or maybe you do know, but 9 times out of 10, you're extending yourself to a vast amount of people. And remember, we don't want to focus on the negative. So at first, you was thinking, you know, what if they don't receive me? Well, in this case, we're looking at it as it's a risk, because unless I extend myself, I won't see the possibility of growth. I won't see the possibility of becoming successful. So it's a risk because I have to make a sacrifice. And that sacrifice is, I can't be selfish with my time. I can't be selfish with my presence. I can't be selfish with my voice, meaning I can't keep it all to myself. So when I want to be at home watching TV or watching Netflix or playing the game or just laying in the bed, I can't. I have to go out. I have to hand out flyers today. I have to give my business cards out. I have to connect with some people today. Even in the midst of this pandemic, I'm going to just throw my mask on, wash my hands and sanitize, and I got to go out. Got to tell somebody about my business, even if it's just simply just laying my business card on a counter somewhere, or putting it, if they allow it in your state, putting it on the windshield, you know, something. Posting it on social media. Doing a live presentation of my business, talking about my business. I have to extend myself. You know, I said it so many times that this pandemic can either make or break people. And the ones who are serious about seeing their goals accomplished, it's only making them, it's not breaking them. But the ones who succumb to their circumstances and always make the excuses of why things are not going to get better or why they can't do, it's breaking them. I am totally at awe, in a good way, at the fact that as jobs were closing, people found a reason to launch out and create their own platforms. Now, for some people, it probably was a selfish move, right? Selfishness doesn't keep you in the game very long. But when you've dedicated your time, when you've dedicated your presence, you've dedicated your voice to people, it keeps you going so that you can't quit. Now, also with servanthood, it puts you in a place of favor. You're more favorable. You're more worthy of trust when it comes to your client. Because they're looking at the fact that you care about them. So they trust you. And if they trust you, they're going to trust the services that you're presenting to them. Now, granted, I've experienced so many different dynamics of clients. I've experienced the ones who just don't care, just hurry up and get it done. I've experienced a very detailed wanting to know the ins and outs of how I'm going to take the picture, how I'm going to edit the picture, how I'm going to do this and how I'm going to do that. Then I've met the clients who were, oh, don't worry about it, I trust you. You seem like a good guy. I already know that you're going to take care of us. And I've experienced the client who you couldn't satisfy them for nothing. Even if you gave them everything for free, they still were not satisfied. And they would find everything wrong with what you've done. But I will tell you that when you position yourself and you launch out as a servant to your client, or just in this entrepreneurial journey, whether you have clients or not, just keep the same energy as being a servant. People will view you with favor. They'll look upon you with favor and trustworthiness. Even from the time that you give them your business card, the moment you talk about your business, they're looking and they're listening. And they're looking to see, are you legit? Not legit as far as paperwork. Well, you know, some people do care about that. But what I'm talking about is legit as far as how you come across. Can I trust you? Because if I can't trust you, I definitely can't trust the product that you're about to put in my hand. Then on top of that, as a servant in this journey, you prove yourself to be very adequate and satisfactory in the eyes of consumers, clients. They look at you and they say, man, I sure would want this person to fix my home or work on my car or cut my hair or do my makeup or take my pictures, whatever it is that your business is or your services, whatever you're offering as a service, as a business. They'll have a confidence in what you're offering and know that they'll be satisfied. Okay? Then on top of that, they will trust that you're able to comply with every agreement, the demands, the requests, the desires. They know that you'll get them fulfilled. They know that you will comply. They know that they don't have to keep on asking about anything concerning their request, because you have taken on the role of a servant. And like I said in the beginning of this episode, the servant cares about meeting the need, the request of who they are serving. Now you have to get over this slavery complex, you know, because if you view being a servant the same as being a slave, then you ain't gonna make it very far. Sorry, partner. You're not going to make it very far. And I believe that in society and the things that we have encountered, the things that we have suffered, especially as the colored folk, blacks, okay? I'm speaking to this special group minorities. If we're focused on the wrong things and we have the wrong mindset about this blessed position called servant, if we view it as slavery, we're not going to make it very far. If anyone, for that matter, believes that being a servant is the same as being a slave, and you're still caught up in that whole complex of thought, you're not going to make it. Okay? Because as a servant, willfully are you doing these things. Not because someone is whipping you on your back. Not because someone is demanding you to do something. But remember, you willingly took the journey as an entrepreneur. And with your willingness, you should have a willingness to carry solutions, to carry service to those that you are desiring to sign on that dotted line as an agreement in partnership of business. Now, I know that might hurt some people. Like, why did I go there? But this is the Rise Up. And that's what this podcast is all about. I told you, from time to time, there's going to be some hard pills you're going to have to swallow. But it's all for the benefit of getting you to ascend to your higher self. Getting you to ascend to a higher place. So that you can walk in your life's purpose. So that you can accomplish your goals and live your dream. So sometimes we have to break away from these negative cycles of thought, because these are the things that are hindering us in our journey. Okay? A servant seeks out the benefit of the one they're serving. And as an entrepreneur, it is very important. I don't care if you've been doing your business for years. You may find that one client that has a request that in all of your years of doing your business, you've never heard that request before. But it fits exactly what it is that you're supposed to do as, you know, a service. But you just never encountered that extreme request. As the servant, as the solutionist, as the creator, as the creative strategist, your job is then to now do the research so that you can bring a solution, or that you may bring a satisfaction to the request. Okay. The next episode, I want to talk about keeping momentum, people. Because I believe that amidst all that we're going through in our everyday lives, because no matter how beautiful we desire the journey to be, life happens. There's things that we encounter. And we have to know how to keep momentum as we're serving, as we made investments, and as we geared ourselves up to be ready for all of this. We have to know how to keep the momentum. So next episode, which would be episode 5, I will be talking about that of keeping momentum. I hope that this episode made sense. I hope that it kind of like helped, especially if you're, you know, in that place of wanting to give up, maybe because you didn't see from the lens of a servant. You're kind of just seen as a person that's just trying to make money and it's just not working. I only take from my own personal experiences and bring it to these episodes because I realize that though we may be different and though we may be on a different journey, we all experience common things. So common temptations sometimes, common frustrations, common, you know, loss or common distractions. And it's my responsibility to help. Me doing this podcast, people, this is me serving. I'm lending my voice. I'm serving you with information. I'm serving you with experience. From my experience, I'm able to give you some type of understanding and some type of wisdom, some strategy. Especially to those who are aspiring entrepreneurs, those who are at the point of ready to just launch out, or you're in the middle part. And I might even be talking to those that's been entrepreneurs for some time now. And you can possibly attest to what I'm saying. That's awesome. I just want to see you win, people. I want to see you win. I want to see your dreams unfold. I want to see your vision come to pass. Because it will. It shall come to pass.